Hello, everyone. Well, now, Jesus said some amazing words in Luke 6:27. We've got used to them, but they must have made people amazed when they first heard them. I tell you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Well, that's a bit of a tall order, if you ask me. Pray for those who mistreat you, do good to those who persecute you, pour out love on your enemies, those that make life difficult for you. Well, why should I do that? Well, one reason is that God loves even his enemies. Surely not, you say. Well, listen to these words in Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. It says he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. And in Romans it says it's God's kindness that leads people to turning around in their lives. God came in Christ to embrace mankind, to welcome each one he had made into a true loving relationship with himself. And he doesn't give up easily unless someone utterly refuses that love. Do you know, when we hold anger in our hearts, chemicals are released that begin to poison us, and we become imprisoned by our own judgments and unforgiveness. We may not think that a person deserves forgiveness, but we have to let God be the judge of that. We are only called to love and to serve and to give as much as we can and live in peace as far as it's possible with one another. I had a dispute with a heating company recently and wrote 3 letters expressing my upset, blaming them for not taking care. But inside of me, I began to feel miserable, resentful that they could treat me so badly, a loyal customer. And seeds of mistrust started to grow in my heart against all other businesses. So I knew something in me was wrong. I started to talk to the Lord about it, and as clear as a bell, I heard in my heart him saying, "Pray for them." Pray, Lord? Well, why should I? I don't want to bless their bad practices. But I started to pray. I laid everything down, putting them into God's hands, asking him to help them as a company. The effect on me was amazing. I began to feel better. Later on, I discovered, actually, that they had not done wrong after all. Eating humble pie, I wrote and apologized unreservedly. They wrote a very forgiving letter back, and they even gave me a discount for work they had to do to put the problem right, knowing that I'd experienced a lot of inconvenience. When I let go and prayed for them, I felt my whole heart softening once again. God's Spirit was touching me, and inside I became alive and responsive again. So all I can say is, keep your heart open and tender. Don't allow bitterness and cynicism to cloud your judgment, and leave the judgments to God. He knows so much more than we could ever know, and he will show us what to do.